Bedtime Bites presents The Owl Who Danced in the Moonlight. In a dense forest where ancient trees whispered secrets to the stars, lived a peculiar little owl named Nash. Unlike other owls who spent their nights hunting and hooting, Nash had a most unusual passion. He loved to dance. Every evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon and the moon rose high in the sky, Nash would emerge from his cozy hollow in an old oak tree. He'd stretch his wings, ruffle his feathers, and hop onto a nearby branch, his big yellow eyes gleaming with excitement. "Tonight's the night," Nash would whisper to himself. "Tonight I'll dance my very best dance." But as Nash prepared to twirl and swoop through the air, he'd hear the other forest creatures stirring. Squirrels would chitter and laugh, rabbits would thump their feet in disapproval, and other owls would shake their heads in disappointment. "Owls don't dance, Nash," they'd call out. "You should be hunting for mice or catching fireflies like the rest of us." Nash's heart would sink, and he'd shuffle back into his hollow, his wings drooping sadly. Night after night, this happened until Nash began to wonder if maybe the others were right. Perhaps owls weren't meant to dance after all. One particularly bright evening, as Nash sat glumly on his branch, he heard a soft, lilting melody drifting through the trees. Curious, he followed the sound until he came upon a small clearing, bathed in moonlight. There, in the center of the clearing, was a cricket playing a tiny violin. The cricket's music was so beautiful that Nash couldn't help but sway to the rhythm. Before he knew it, his feet were tapping, his wings were fluttering, and he was dancing. Nash twirled and leaped, his heart soaring with joy. He pirouetted on fallen leaves and glided through the air, lost in the music and the magic of the moment. Suddenly, Nash realized he wasn't alone. He opened his eyes to find the clearing filled with woodland creatures, all watching him in awe. The squirrels, rabbits, and even the other owls had gathered to see Nash dance. As the cricket's song came to an end, the forest erupted in cheers and applause. Nash blinked in surprise, his feathers ruffling with pride. A wise old turtle waddled forward, smiling broadly. "Nash," he said, "that was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You dance like the wind itself." From that night on, Nash danced every evening in the moonlit clearing. The cricket played his violin, and soon other animals joined in with their own instruments. There were raccoons with tiny drums, frogs with leaf flutes, and even a beaver who clapped rhythm with his tail. Nash's dances became legendary throughout the forest. Animals would travel from far and wide to watch him perform, and many were inspired to find their own unique talents. As time passed, Nash began to teach other creatures to dance. He showed rabbits how to hop in time to the music, taught squirrels to twirl acorns like spinning tops, and even convinced a few other owls to try a simple two-step. Nash's nightly dances brought the forest community together in a way it had never been before. Animals who had once been strangers became friends, all united by their love of music and dance. And so, in that magical forest where the trees whispered secrets to the stars, Nash the owl continued to dance in the moonlight. He danced for the joy it brought him and for the happiness it brought to others. He danced to remind everyone that it's okay to be different, to follow your heart, and to always, always believe in your dreams. As Nash twirled beneath the twinkling stars, he knew in his heart that he had found his true calling. For in the gentle glow of the moon, with music in his ears and rhythm in his wings, Nash was exactly where he was meant to be, dancing, always dancing, in the shimmering light of the moon.